Hey guys, what's up?
I mean, I'm good. It's just me today. So I don't know why you said guys.
But yeah. Good. I was panicking. I was all over the place. I was like, shit, what do I say? What do I do? I'm trying to get the timestamp of when we started recording for myself so I can edit it to the right thingy. How you doing, man? What you been up to? Do we talk about Keelan first? What do we start with?
I mean, do we need to say anything really about Keelan? He's not here today. That's about it.
No, we need to be honest. Due to budget restrictions, Keelan has decided that he would fuck off today and leave us to it. And voila, you got B team here showing up.
What do you mean B? We're fucking A team if we're anything.
When Keelan's here, a B team.
Yeah. That's exactly how it is. When Keelan's here, it's the B team. You bring the entire thing.
The last couple of podcasts really been downhill, mate. I think we hit that year and we just kind of went downhill hard.
Whoa. Maybe for you guys, I've been putting in the same commitment as I always have.
Oh yeah, that's your commitment is based on nothing. You show up and you talk to us.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm the guy that presses record, and I start off with a heavy incident.
So. I mean, in my defense for that, I'm on my phone, which is not exactly great for recording. Yeah.
It's not winning you any games in my heart. I'm telling you that much right now for free.
Also, truth be told, could not tell you anything about after you finish recording. Could not tell you anything you did.
It's
edit it vaguely. You upload it somehow.
I come up and do most of the hard work. You and Keelan just show up.
I mean, I would if I knew if I had any sort of knowledge on how to.
I don't. It it's really just fucking YouTube shit, man. YouTube shit. So what have you been up to?
Not much really. I did my CBT, passed that. I don't know if we spoke about it yet.
I remember, yeah.
No, I mean like on here.
I think we did.
I can't remember I did it on the 2nd. Has there been a podcast since then that we've done?
Yeah, I think that was last week's one.
Okay, then it was the day of last week. It would have been the day I did it last week. So yeah, we probably have spoken about it. So done that. I've been playing Word Do English good.
I don't know what you're trying to say, man.
I've been playing a new game, Immortal Realms Vampire Wars. Really good. It's kind of like Civilization. But instead of like different countries, you play as different, technically mythological people. So I'm currently doing the campaign. I'm playing as Vlad Dracul currently.
Wow.
It's pretty dope. Fucking difficult ish, harder than I was expecting. I'll be honest about that one. Wasn't expecting it to be a particularly difficult game. Apparently it is.
That sucks.
Yeah. Very annoying. I was expecting a nice
easy game. Is that the one that's on mobile?
No. It's on console.
Yeah. I keep seeing adverts for one of those style games on YouTube, the one occasional video I watch. I feel bad about that, you know. I don't watch YouTube like I used to. But it's just, I just go through phases, man.
I'm kind of over it now. Yeah, I'm the same as you. I don't feel bad about it. Like, I'll watch the occasional thing. Like, the occasional, Sidemen or something like that. Or, actually, to be fair, I did go in a spiral today. Watching videos about, serial killers and stuff.
Oh, wow.
But it started off because they apparently cracked the Zodiac's letter. They cracked his cipher finally.
Oh, for realsies?
Yeah. Yeah. A group of people, they cracked his cipher and figured out what it meant. Mm-hmm. But the issue is that, like, it's been so long, and also now that, like, well, because they couldn't crack it ages ago, mm-hmm. he's kind of, yeah, he stopped sending letters, so there's, like, nothing else to go on. There's still two ciphers, actually. There is still two ciphers that they could use, like, crack, and maybe that'll reveal who he was. But other than that,
there's not Zodiac much. Killer's just fucking a god messing with humans.
Well, there's, like, a bunch of different things that people, like, there's a few things that were suspicious about him. Keelan did do a, like, long thingy about him on Campfire. I don't remember if he did talk about it, but he phoned a talk show.
He phoned a talk show?
Yeah, so they got a thing, say, like, asking for two lawyers, or one of these two lawyers to go on to a talk show that was popular at the time. And it pretty much said, like, if you go on this talk show, I'll phone in. So one of them went on the talk show, and someone phoned in claiming to be the Zodiac Killer. And pretty much he said, like, he talked to them, and he's like, I don't want to die. Like, I don't want the chair. I'll come in, but, like, I don't want the chair, essentially. And in the letter that they cracked, the coded letter that they cracked, it's the Zodiac being like, that ain't me. Don't put me in with that fucking loser. I ain't afraid of dying. I've got my slaves now. I am not afraid of dying.
Damn.
The reason he killed is because he believed that it would give him slaves in the afterlife. It would give him people to, like, take care of him.
That's super fucked up.
I know, right?
Like, damn.
But yeah, that's
my
what
man
that's
here just what did not give a fuck.
So yeah, I did that, and then I watched a bunch of other ones. There was one about, like, H.H. Holmes. There was one about Ted Bundy. There was
Are
one
you sure
about...
you're not just talking about our old podcast?
I know,
right? Not our old podcast.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is an old podcast.
No, I didn't remember the name of it, though, for, like, a second. I still don't remember the name.
Campfire Stories.
Campfire Stories, baby.
I'm not saying that name, but also... You're a letdown.
Yeah, I deserve that.
That kind of stuff is interesting. Also, Ted Bundy should have been caught so much fucking faster than he was. Like, it's a joke.
It's not funny. I mean, he was just a thingy guy at the end of the day, a playboy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like a suave, charming guy. But, like, I'm sorry. The police were told by multiple people, like, because they had a sketch and everything of him. And people phoned in, and they were like, hey, that looks like this guy I know, Ted Bundy. And they knew at this point, by the way, the serial killer was going around, like, telling people, hi, my name's Ted. So, like, they had that his name was Ted. They had a bunch of people who, they had a sketch of him and everything, because, like, there's people who had spoken to him but gotten away. And so they had a sketch of him. They knew that his name was Ted. They knew that he drove a VW Beetle. And there people phoned in, and they were like, hey, that looks a lot like this guy I know. Ted Bundy. And they were just like, nah, it doesn't fit the profile. Can't be him.
Bro. Can you imagine?
And that, yeah, and then he moved to another fucking state. He moved to, like, Utah or some shit and started murdering people again there. And I, like, for some weird reason, they're like, still can't figure this out. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah, they be like that sometimes, you know?
Treated it so badly. Like, honestly, if they had just gone, maybe check this out, they would have immediately found him. Also, I feel like if you've got a description of what they look like and a name, a fucking name, and someone phones in and goes, "Hey, I know this guy also named Ted, matches that description, matches the car that it's the serial killer has. This is where he lives. Maybe check it out. Maybe."
Mate, I don't know what you're on about. Look, they just did their job as all good cops do.
This might be a controversial opinion, but maybe if someone goes, "I have this matches everything you've said so far," this dude, maybe just go and have a look. Like, it might not be him, but also good chance it fucking definitely was him.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like, at the end of the day, they didn't want to do that though. They didn't have the balls to do that. You know what it is? White privilege. I'm saying it. I'm saying it. It was fucking white privilege that they thought there's no good that there's no way that this good white man here is trying to kill all these ladies. That just doesn't happen. What do you
They
think we are?
literally only just was like, can't be him. It's because he was like in law school and he had no previous
No priors.
yeah, no priors. So they were just like, nah, doesn't make sense, couldn't be him. Like, what? Like,
Babe.
okay, yeah, he doesn't have a prior because you haven't caught him yet, dickhead.
How did you get this job without experience? I don't know, man. I don't
Yeah,
know.
like he can't be a killer. He's never murdered someone before. They start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've done today. Got annoyed about stuff. Went to Tesco's. That was fun. That was a good trip.
Yeah, you get what you needed from Tesco's.
Yeah.
Tesco treats you well.
Eight liters of Pepsi for 4 quid.
Damn, Tesco did treat you well. They treated you really well.
I've told you that deal is dope. It slaps. It's such a good deal.
It is, man. It's a fantastic fucking deal. And I tell you what, I'll never get it. I'm doing hard at coming off onto a diet thing right now. I'm trying to eat 1500 calories or there about 5 days of the week, and the remaining couple days I'm trying to just do my standard. And it is fucking difficult, you know, because at the end of the day, I feel like I'm starving most of the time, which is obviously exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I've been focusing on that for a while.
Mean, good for you though. Like, get that grind.
It's working, essentially.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's working for sure. Because I've now got a set of scales which I didn't have before, and I'm down 1.5 kilos, 2 kilos, and
Nice, well done.
it's gone, it's gone. But
Right.
highly recommend it to anybody who's needing to take the time out of it. I fucking just went for it, man. It's a
Go.
pain in the ass, but I'm going for it.
No, I think you gotta do what you gotta do. Lose that weight at whatever fit, like whatever works for you, lose it that way.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'll be honest, I just don't even check my weight anymore because it just doesn't make sense to me.
It fluctuates so much.
Yeah, but mine doesn't fluctuate in a way that makes sense. Mine's is just like, eh, this
Yeah.
week, right. And then next week I'll be like, you know what? Today we've gained weight, and I'm like, I don't what how? Like, I'll go to the gym for 3 months, and I'll be like, you've put on 3 stone, and then yeah, and then I'll be like, I'll sit in my room and eat junk food for 2 months, and I'll be like, you lost 5, good job. I'm like, what the fuck? What the shit is going on?
You've really fucking nailed it, mate. I'll give that to you. You've really fucking nailed that shit. Because there's no way my weight is like that.
That's just, yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I will say, walking seems to be, like, a set thing for me that works. I do, like, stupidly long walks. That seemed to work for me.
That helps you out a bit.
Yeah, well, I lost this. I started doing it, like, just before the second lockdown, first lockdown. I can't even remember now. But I started going.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that seemed to have, like, just, that works. I've lost weight from doing that just constantly.
Damn. I mean, fair play to you.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. I like that it works. Plus, I love walking, as you know.
Yeah, that's true. You're a fucking mad walker, man.
I like walking. Yeah. A lot of people are really surprised when I'm like, yeah, this is about how far I walk on average. I get a lot of looks like, I'm sorry, you what? I'm like, yeah, I'll walk like 5 miles.
Damn. The fucking shit you go through. It's impressive.
I mean, I think I've mentioned it on here. I plan to do 100 miles in 4 days for charity. So gotta get those practices in.
Yeah. Well, you do you at the end of the day. And I'll respect that because that is exactly what you do. You just do you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no point in worrying about other people. That's giving a shit about other people.
Yeah, that's fair.
Terrible person. Caring about someone else's effort. Who was it? I can't even remember who it was. One of the girls at work was like freaking out over other people. She's got anxiety. She's like freaking out over other people, like what other people thought of her. And it's like, here, who's got the time? Like, what's the matter what they think? Like, we're all gonna die eventually. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, agreed.
And she's like, that's messed up, but also, like, that's a really good life motto. Like, that's a good way to live your life. I'm like, thanks, I think.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it does work out at the end of it. It works out really well. I don't know. I tried cauliflower rice for the first time ever for this weight thing. And it fucking sucked. It smelled so bad. I was like, how has this happened? Fucking hell, I really couldn't believe it. Like, it was mad. I thought, you know what? Chili with that, it'll be good. We wouldn't need to worry about anything. You know, it didn't. I had a bowl purely because I felt like I had to, because I was so close to going over my calorie intake. Like, I roughly do aim to be around 1,500, but I'm quite okay with going over by 200, maybe 300 if I need to, because it's such a fucking huge calorie deficit anyways that I'm not too worried about it. But fucking hell, it's difficult. It is difficult to keep that maintained.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I imagine it. So.
Your walking amazes me because I could not be fucked with that. That shit would be so fucking much of a pain in the ass to me that I just couldn't be bothered with it.
All I do is I put on some music and then I zone out and I just don't pay attention. And I'll just like, depending on like what I'm walking for that day. Like, if I'm walking to reach a certain distance or get like a certain whatever, I'll like plan a route and I'll be like, this is where I'll walk. Or if it's just like I'm gonna go walk and do XYZ, see how far I get. I'll sort out a way But yeah, if I want to go, like, just be like, you know, whatever, I just walk. I'll just be like, I'm gonna go this way, and whenever I get to a junction, I'll just be like, I don't go this way now. Won't lie, there are some times where I do that, and I'm like, I hope I don't get lost.
Yeah,
but straight up, yeah, I've had moments where I'm like, really hope this works out. Really hope I don't get lost here.
I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. It's just a mad fucking rush.
Also, it's really good for your legs. It's not bad for you, for your knees and stuff, like running is. And because you're still, like, going the same distances, like, you're going however far walking, it's still toning your legs and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not fucking them up like running does. I've got bad knees because I ran a lot as a kid. I played baseball for years and stuff like that. So my knees are janky as shit. I'm honestly already like 90 at heart.
I feel that on a spiritual level.
I've got bad knees. I've got bad shoulders. I've got a bad back. Fuck you, Narayan. Well, I've got a lot of, like, different things crippling me. So yeah, just like, also like emotionally, I'm old, which I realized at I think like 16, 17 maybe. I did a trial job, and there's like girls my age coming in to the place that, and they're all in like short shorts, booty shorts, and like crop tops and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being like, oh, she's cute, I was sat behind the desk and like, on a jacket, it's cold outside, what are you doing?
I get what you mean though, like, it's such a fucking nasty time seeing some of that shit. I'm there like, you realize how old you are.
Yeah, well, that's what made me realize is because in my head I was like, how old are you? And then I was like, oh, they're like my age. What am I like? I'm talking them like they're like 6 years old. They're the same age. What am I on about?
Oh, Lord. Honestly, I fucking hell. It's funny. It's funny. I don't know. I really don't know. I just kids are kids, man.
Yeah.
Kids are fucking kids.
I don't get about being a kid now. I just don't understand it. But this one's quite... So, at my work now, there's a lot of, like, 16 to kind of 20.
Young uns.
There's, like, a lot of younger kids, but then there's also, like, quite a few people my age.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about, like, TikToks and stuff and, like, trends, and I don't get it. They talk about stuff. One of the girls she tried to convince me to get a mullet because she was singing this song, and I don't know how it goes, but part of it says, "God damn, I love my mullet." And she was like, "Oh, you should get a mullet. I think you know, you should cut your hair and get a mullet."
Well, like, I don't get right. They're fucking gross, but they're making a comeback.
Yeah, they're in. Mullets are back.
But
yeah, I was just there, and she's like, "Oh yeah, she's singing the song." She's like, "Ah, oh, you should get a mullet. You should cut your hair into a mullet." And I was like, "I totally understand what you're talking about."
I don't get it. Like, I've seen a lot of people our age start to do them, and I'm there. Like, I know I got long hair, but I at least respect myself a little bit more right now.
Yeah, I respect myself. I just don't want to look like a total douchebag. Which, if you have a mullet, I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to break it to you. You look like a total douchebag.
Like 1980s bully.
You just look like a dick if you have a mullet. I don't think anyone can have a mullet and not look like a dick.
Oh, I can't even think of anyone to defend Mullins.
Exactly. Like, you can't think of anyone. You're like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Try and think what I've been up to this week. Had a few interesting conversation with Benji. I sent those to you. That was something else. We were talking, I think how it started, we were talking about the Black episode mirror where the political person gets caught fucking the pig. And I'm like, that's real. That essentially happened. And Benji was like, nah. So I told him about David Cameron and what came out about him. Which...
He didn't know about that?
He did not. And he studies politics in school. Well, he did.
I have to break it to him. I think he's going to fail.
He passed with an A.
How?
Because modern studies at the end of the day is all just about the language and the wording you use.
That's so dumb.
How
did he pass that? That was such a big thing as well. How old is he? Maybe he was just too young.
Yeah, but I feel like that's something that we should teach as a basic standard of what we want our political leaders not to be doing.
I'll be honest, I didn't know where you were going with that, and I was slightly worried.
Where the fuck did you think I was going to take that?
I didn't know. Well, you were like, maybe we should teach them that that's our political leaders. And I was like...
That's just what they do, Alex.
Is he about to suggest that's how they should act? Because I got some questions.
It's all a shit face anyway. This is how we... This is the limit of it. We're just letting it happen. I don't know. No. I really can't think of what... I had something I wanted to talk about on the podcast. But all I've been thinking about lately is my weight and scales. So it's kind of hard to remember. Start doing long walks after work.
Yeah.
I say long walks. For your reference, it's just going up to that Schlumberg place and then up and around... the co-op in the middle of nowhere.
Schlumberg? What the fuck are you on about?
It's a building. It's a blue warehouse building in Inverurie.
Oh, okay.
And it's that's kind of the route I take. It's like when I work it out on the Samsung Health app, it's maybe 3.5 miles, 4 at a push, depending on how I do it. But, yeah, it's been all right. It gets me an easy 7,000 steps. I need to do it tonight at some point. Because today has been heavy calories. I have treated myself like a god. I've thought of nothing but chocolate for the last few days. And I've not let myself have it because I'm like, it's too much of a risk. What if you want another? So I waited today. And today was like, I'll have a brownie. That's pretty good. Let's compare it to a twirl. Damn, that was nice. I'm just having all these different treats that I bought just because I was like, I want one of each of you bastards. I'm due one of you all. pushed my calorie count from not having like a decent whole meal, but just from having like the snacks that I've missed. But I know I could have these snacks if I portioned my meals correctly, but I just like to have a big lunch and a small dinner. That's how I do things. I thought about going the route of bringing in my own salads to work. And I'm like, but if I do that, that's going to be not as good because I'm a shit salad maker. Like, I can barely make a good dinner, but I can. But with salads, I don't know. There's like a consistency to them of the amount of salad you're going to have with tomatoes and baby potatoes cut in half, and I can't manage that.
An explanation, because I was about to ask, how do you make a bad salad? Not just like into the mix.
It's like the portioning of it. I'm there like, I just bought a packet of baby potatoes. I don't just want to boil 3. Like, what else am I going to have baby potatoes? It's like the stupidest logic that I can come up with is my excuse for not doing something. But it sticks with me because it annoys me if I do it. Like, when I open up a bag of big Doritos, you know, like that group sharing portion? I can't just, like, put a peg on it and leave it. I'm there like, well, the bag's open. It's got to be devoured. It's the logical step here, Spock.
I'm right there with you. I am the exact same. I can't just be like, well, that was good. I'm done now. I have to be like, okay, well, I ate one. I might as well eat all six.
You turned into fucking Godzilla. Yes, this is my Doritos. Smash, smash, smash.
Firmly, yeah. I can't just have like two or three. I've got to be like, well, I ate one Pringle, so I've got to eat all 40 of them.
Yeah, it's so hard to, like, in my head be like, okay, you did that, that's fine, but you got to close it, and you got to leave it alone. I'm there like, just a little bit more, hey, just a little bit more, nothing's going to hurt.
See, that's what, like, portion control sort of stuff, because I have no control.
Yeah.
I'll make like a bunch of food and I'll be like, well, now I gotta eat it all.
That's I'm bad with that. I'm glad Benji's staying with me because of that.
Yeah.
What's 12 remember, minus 4?
I'm 8. 12 minus 4. 8.
Ooh. Tell you what, Jaffa cakes are the G. Like, a Jaffa cake by itself is only like 50 calories of that, and that shit bangs. I've just eaten 8 though. I've only got 4 left, but we're talking about portioning, so I'm being the man here. I'm stepping up to the situation as it comes. Do our American friends have Jaffa cake over there?
Yes,
they do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they should make a bigger deal about Jaffa cakes over there. Like, you always hear about McDonald's and shit, but Jaffa cakes just bang, man. They just bang.
They do slap. Jaffa cakes are dope.
I miss going to my aunt's, because my aunt, she was like my granny. You'd go over to her house and she'd have a box full of the coolest biscuits that your mum would never buy you. And you would go, and you would just rage. You were like the Vikings pulling up. You were there to plunder. It was glorious. Tearing off that lid and staring into the abyss.
Your mom was there like, don't fill them full of sugar. They're going to be assholes otherwise. And she's like, got it. Give them 15 tins of biscuits.
The thing is, right? Janet, my aunt, she was like, you know, brilliant. She'd let you go in for the biscuits, and she'd be like, okay, just take 3, and you can scoff a few extras, and she's like, alright, whatever. But then Billy, my uncle, was coming. It's like fucking the dragon coming out of his cave, and you're like, oh no. Oh no, I gotta put them away. Like, he's here to rob you of your merch. Tell you what though. Good guy. Once you're not a 5-year-old trying to eat biscuits, he's a pretty swell guy.
Fair enough. I just don't bother with portion control at all. I don't have that. It's like I can't control the impulse to be like, okay, only have 3. I've got to be like, okay, I've 20. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the worst is when you're like yesterday, me and Benji cooked the chili, and the meat they give you is a portion for 4 in the thingy. Obviously, there's only 2 of us, so we're like weighing the weight out to try and figure out, and I'm like, just take half, and you can have a portion, I'll have a portion, and there's a spare portion. We fucking mixed that shit up. The only reason I didn't have 2 portions is because I was stupidly put it onto the cauliflower rice. I was there like, about to be healthy. My rice barely takes up any calories. This meal is going to be fantastic for me. I can have a little extra meat. Fucking cauliflower rice invading my nose. Like, lol. You thought, boy. You thought.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Nah, I still remember the time I made, what was it, full English breakfast, but it was enough for like three people. Like it filled two plates. Like it was stacked high on two plates. Like yeah. That's how much there was. I ate all of it.
It's mad. It's absolutely mad what you'll do.
Yeah, I'm just one, and I'll be honest, I judged myself. I was that like, you're a fat piece of shit. Jesus Christ, Alex.
If it makes you feel better, to help get my portion control into control, I started making myself breaded chicken and having a wrap, because you can only take one portion of the chicken out at a time. Yeah. And when I started, I'd have two portions, but I'm now down to one. So it's taking me down very like steadily.
Yeah, not bad.
But it's amazing the amount of chicken you can cut up out of a portion when you're really hungry. Like I'm there like slice, 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 dice, 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 spread, dice, flip, dice, like chicken multiplied into two or three portions. Like, yeah, this is what I wanted. I know I'm just a monster, man. I'm just a monster.
Yeah, I need to learn control. But I'm always hungry. That's my other issue. Like I'm never like I'm full. I'm always like I could eat. I'm always at that stage of I could eat.
I'm like that. I'm especially like that in the morning right now. I'm like fuck. I could really do. Like a fucking full English breakfast right now. I'm starving from like the night and not having any food or any snacks. Get to work through to 12 o'clock, get this big ass lunch, and I'm like, that hits different. Like, fucking hell. Yeah, it's good. You can only do so much though. Fuck. You know, for years, I didn't know how to measure calories. So whenever I saw, like, the back of a box and it said kcal, I was like, okay, that's kilocalories. So is that, like, a thousandth of a calorie or is that a thousand calories? But I just didn't understand it was calories. Fucking spent years fucking confused and stupid like that. Ended up.
That's embarrassing. Who would think that?
Don't try and deny it, Alex. You know you did it too. Every good man does it.
Yeah. I'll be honest. That's why I didn't bother with the like calorie counting rate, is because I did that and I was like, so is that meant to be like 1,000 calories? Because that's a lot. I can't even remember what it was. It was like a chocolate bar or something. I remember looking at it and being like, there's like 6,000 calories in this. What?
Oh, Lord.
I'm right there with you, mate.
It's difficult, man. It's difficult. Self-control itself is just a bitch.
Yeah. I don't. I do have that. I don't have that, like, in regards of, like, once I have, like, if I buy something, I have to eat it. I can't just be like, okay, I'm okay now. I don't need this now. I've got to be like, I'm eating that. So I just don't buy snack food. Unless it's, like, a day where I'm like, I'm going to just sit at home and eat shit all day. Oh, God damn it. I fucked it.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Clicked the wrong thing.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah, it's real annoying. It's a real disappointing moment where you're like, yeah. God damn it. No.
Not good. You can only do your best, though, at the end of the day. Like, that's what you can do. I'm playing a game of Apex right now while we're recording. And in my team, we landed, we got third partied, and one of my guys have disconnected. I've just been hunted down as I've crawled away in hopes that he'd be able to reconnect again.
What a bitch. And I hate when people do that. That they're just like, and I quit.
Yeah. And the worst part is I can't leave this match.
I can't.
It fucking sucks. Because you've got to wait till your thingy, your recovering banner is empty before you can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, he's about to get shot and killed. Ah, well, GG.
I'll save and quit. I'll join you.
Oh, fair enough, then. What was I thinking? Fucking hell.
Shit, you know what we should probably talk about?
What's up?
Loki?
Ah, yes! My man is back! He has a friend.
Hey. He doesn't have any. He has people he doesn't hate.
Agreed. Is there not just one more episode left?
Yeah, one more episode. That's it. I do hope if they do a second season of anything, it'd be Loki. I highly doubt they will, but I would love that.
I gotta say, the scene where the Loki uses the illusion magic to produce Asgard is one of the dopest scenes and most Loki things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I feel let down that little crocodile Loki and kid Loki didn't show up. Disappointing the team.
Okay, I'm real glad that I wasn't the only one. I was watching it. I was waiting for the kids to show up and save the old man and get him out of there. And then it just never happened and he died. And I was like... Oh.
Yeah, they fucking just killed him off like it was nothing. I was like, no. And you know, Black Loki betraying them, that is the most Loki thing I've ever seen. And then the fucking betrayal within the betrayal.
That, honestly, I love that scene, because when it cuts to Tom Hiddleston Loki looking at everyone like, really? None of you even remotely thought this was going to happen?
Oh, Lord.
Like, I like that you can convey with just one face of like, we're all the same person, you fucking idiots. Of course. Of fucking course you got betrayed, dickheads.
It was fucking good. Like...
What did you think about the reveal of Kid Loki's Nexus event, though?
I don't remember it. Shit.
Oh, he killed his Thor.
He killed his Thor.
Yeah, he managed to kill his Thor.
That explains a lot.
That was his Nexus event. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was like a nice way of being like, all the other Lokis would defer to him because, you know, he did what none of them have done or none of them have been able to do.
Yeah, but I liked how the old man Loki was like, I missed my brother. Like,
yeah.
He just gave in. He was like, yeah, I know it. I missed him.
But I think the two of them, I think the three other Lokis all show dichotomies of Tom Hiddleston's Loki. So the younger one who always dislikes Thor for being like who he wishes he was or who he wishes he could be or how he wants to be viewed by everyone. The old man Thor old man Loki who like is, I feel like that's how Loki truly would feel if Thor died and if he was alone. And then the Black Thor who is like still the, like he can't help but be mischievous and like double cross and betray people.
Yeah.
But I feel like Tom Hiddleston's Loki is like a crossbreed of all of them.
Yeah.
You guys made it so much better than me. I did not do well.
I forgot you were playing with me right now.
I didn't do that on my flank. Yeah, I find that quite interesting that they all kind of, I feel like they all resembled a slight dichotomy of current Loki, which I'm assuming they
fully
would be
intentional.
I'm assuming it's fully intentional, or because they're all the same character realistically. I'm assuming that, yeah, that was like an intentional thing of like they would all have similarities between them.
Yeah, but it's like the core beliefs of the Lokis that are thingy in.
Yeah. I do really hope that our like Tom Hiddleston Loki survives it and he comes out the other end somehow.
I don't know. To come out and fuck with Thor.
Oh, that would be hilarious, yes. I would love that. Very much so.
That's how I picture this going for them, is that Loki comes back and he's like, "Brother!" And Thor's like, "What the fuck?
I mourned you!" I swear to God, if there's not another I mourned you scene, I will be so let down.
Agreed.
I think that's what they need. They need another I mourned you.
I think we said the exact same thing last
Yeah, we did.
Time as well.
It'd be so fucking funny. They can't not do it. Like, they have to. They've got to do it.
It just makes sense, you know? Just makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. It does. It makes sense to me in the dichotomy of Marvel and stuff.
Yeah, how Marvel are.
Just how their characters are and like within Marvel. I think it makes sense. Like, that's how they would react. But also, I do think he would. I do think Loki would reveal himself and be like, "Brother, I'm back."
E2 yeah, up. I think he misses him too much.
Yeah. I reckon, though, it's going to end with like everyone else being murdered, like all the other Lokis being murdered.
Yeah, I think it's starting the Secret Wars, my man. I'm still on this theory. It starts the Secret Wars.
I don't know if it'll start Secret Wars. I think it'll start the multiverse.
Yeah, it's definitely started the multiverse now.
It can't start the Secret Wars. They've already been started.
True, fair.
The scrolls on that, they're Secret Wars. They're in Captain Marvel.
Oh.
I wouldn't say it's gonna start the Secret Wars, but I would say it'll have some involvement. Oh no, it doesn't. That's fine. But no, I'm really excited for it. I think it's gonna be. I really want to know how it ends. I'm buzzed for that. Did you watch the second episode of Rick and Morty?
I have not. No.
Well, there's a second episode, right?
Is it good?
It is. It's very entertaining. It's Rick and Morty, so it's weird. I won't lie about that. But it is good. It's one of the ones that like makes you question like everything and anything. Whereas like just weird shit goes on and you're like,
Why am I watching this, man? That kind of feeling.
Yeah, where you're just like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, that's fair.
And then they kind of like reveal it at the end and you're like, that almost makes sense.
I'm curious now. I'm curious.
Like, I almost followed that.
It somewhat makes sense if you're a chipmunk with no brain.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. It is good, though. I would recommend you watch it. I don't even know what day it comes out. I know
Loki's Mondays.
Loki's Wednesdays. I know that. That one's locked in. Oh, circle's coming. We should scoot.
Scooby dooby doo.
If we get a dub while recording, I'll be so fucking proud.
Yeah, that's how professionals do it after all.
And we are nothing if professional.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Don't judge us at once. Both you and Keelan neither record on your laptops anymore. Let's disregard that.
Don't out us like that.
Bruh, somebody's got to.
Yeah, no, I don't, because my laptop's kind of fucking shit. Realistically, I should just buy a new one, but I don't want to. So, I haven't. Also, I just realized that's not the right way to go to avoid Circle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm willing to take a little health dump while I see if there's anything useful.
There's a purple Evo armor below me.
Down there? Oh, yeah. Shoot. Oh, shoot. I didn't realize this door was locked, so we couldn't go through it.
Yep.
Okay, that's me. That's my bad, G.
Where's the... Up here. You might want to use your ult to get the fuck out.
Yeah, I might just do that. But at the end of the day, I'm not that far away from you.
Yeah, but you both look like you're taking a fucking beating.
I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing. He's saying stuff, I think, in game, but I can't hear him because I've muted my TV for this. I could have stuck around with him, but I was right beside the rope. Why would I not take it? Does he have, like, a key card or something? Oh, he's still looting.
I mean, he's getting dope shit, I guess. Go him. But if he dies, we both accept he's dead. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
I see you did not get armor I so kindly pointed out for you. You selfish fuck.
I didn't even see it, man.
I pinged it for you. It was, like, down underneath.
I think it's because when I jumped out, I had to just run straight. But okay. I was in the circle.
Do you want to jump down this one?
Yeah, we're waiting for him. He's coming. I see him, like, flying our way. He went straight for the circle because of how he thingied. Oh, why did he land on the roof like that? That's, like, such a dangerous position. Are you running up that hill? I'm just standing in the open.
I don't know what he's doing. He's dying, I assume. Yeah, let's hold it. Ooh, there's people up here.
I've just sent a rocket launch. Oh, tried to go under them. I would come down the hill, dude. Because there's only so much we can do from here.
All right, I'll leave.
Okay. Let's set up a maneuver behind here.
He spotted me.
Taking shots at you.
Oh, cracked him. They only have blue armor, by the way. As you can tell, guys, we're very professional.
100%. We should just stream. Would you guys?
I've been debating buying what you call it, the recording.
An Elgato.
Yeah.
I think it would be good. I think PlayStation lets me just stream straight on if I wanted to.
Yeah, PlayStation's really good for that. Frustratingly, Xbox is not.
Yeah, they're not the most friendliest guys in the block.
No, I mean, they're not friendly. They're just terrible for recording.
I don't see these fuckers.
No, I think they're back that way.
Ah.
Go underneath and any?
Do you really want to go through that cesspit? I mean, I'm all far right at the end of the day, I guess. That guy's running down right, far right.
Yeah. Let's go that way. Fuck it.
Hold on, hold on. Come grab on me. Come grab on me. Grab on me.
Do my thing.
Okay, well, I'll see you there. I tried to be helpful to you because of the circle.
I had already thrown my thing and you can't cancel it.
Alright, I'm seeing no enemies near you right now.
I do recognize your offer. But too late. Beep beep. Can't remember what I was saying. Yeah, we really fell off on this game, by the way. Like, really fell off. What the fuck else? I don't know, we played this like religiously every day and then we just stopped.
Oh, what happened was Benji. He swapped out the PlayStation, which caused the PlayStation to have an error, and I had to re-download the game. So from that night, I had to do the whole process for it, which was a fucking ordeal, a whole night doing that. And then I was working that much, and Benji just started holidaying his holidays, so it made things really difficult. I couldn't play as much as I'd like to. Okay. Where are you going?
Going this way or following him?
Let's just go with him.
This makes it. That was risky.
Look, risky, man. Risky.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough then. Because, I'm almost rank 100. I think I'm at like 80 something.
I'm 81, I think it was. Oh, shit. They're in there. In the circle to your right, watch yourself.
Oh, what?
They're behind us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm gonna say you said to my right, but there was just a wall to my right, so I'm like, how the fuck does he know that?
Alright, use an ultimate accelerant. Just so I'm ready to bounce whenever.
Oh shit, I still have a blue, white helmet.
I need a scope. Oh, that's a nice backpack. I'm going to take an Evo. 4x10 digital threat, thank you.
Oh, I'm going to take a shit ton of ammo.
Oh, good point. Oh fuck, I can't. Watch out.
Oh. Crack one.
Nice. To our left. Oh, that was our bloodline, I think. Oh, no, it was to our left. Watch out. Oh.
Did you get him?
No, he climbed that bit there.
Ooh. Oh, piss off. Fucking hell. That was embarrassing.
Wonder.
I'm trying. We were going for it for a while and then we just kind of fell off and a little disappointed in us for that. Oh, I'm dead. You're all dead. No dub for the body.
Close but not quite.
Damn it. I didn't even get a kill. That's disappointing.
Same. We got third partied. Technically I think that was fourth partied. Because there was one from the left and one from behind and one in front. But I knew there was just something dodgy about sitting in that bit.
That was all one team. Yeah. So the Pathfinder climbed up behind us and started shooting us. Then their Bloodhound kept scanning so they could see us. And then the Pathfinder ran like all the way underneath us and around.
Damn. All right. I feel like let's wrap the podcast up here at an hour. Because I don't have...
I'm getting too into the game.
Yeah, that's also my issue here. So we're gonna wrap the podcast up early by half an hour. We do apologize. If you think we should just stream this bit here, record it for later, just let us know and we'll figure something out, because we've been intending to do that for such a long time now. I need to pull a finger out and actually do it. We'll see you next Saturday at 12 o'clock, hopefully with a full proper episode with the whole team here. We'll see you then. Peace.
Exactly.